His Kids is being brought to you by His Kids Ministry.
The tomb was empty, the stone rolled away. They saw Jesus on the Emmaus Road that day. Thomas didn't believe till he put his finger in his side. There was no doubt it was Jesus Christ, and I tell you he's alive. Jesus is alive, even though he was crucified. Even though they watched him die, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive, such evidence can't be denied. Many witness with their eyes, Jesus is alive. They were in a room when they saw him appear. He taught and prayed and he ate with them and he took away their fear. Then many more witnessed him as he rose into the sky. He said, go tell the world of me, and I tell you he's alive. Jesus is alive, even though he was crucified. Even though they watched him die, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive, such evidence can't be denied. Many witness with their eyes, Jesus is alive. Well, it's been 2,000 years since Christ rose from the grave. Have you put your trust in Jesus? Tell me, are you saved? Disciples became martyrs. They wouldn't die for a lie. Today we believe by faith, and I know he's alive. Jesus is alive, even though he was crucified. Even though they watched him die, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive, such evidence can't be denied. Many witness with their eyes, Jesus is alive. Many witness with their eyes, Jesus is alive.
He is not here. He has risen. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Hi, everyone. I'm John Penio. Welcome to His Kids Ministries Music Outreach Program as we continue to bring the hope of the Lord Jesus through His Word and His music. And let's go to God's Word. Book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 28 about the resurrection of Jesus. All right, here we go. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
They did not take his life, but he laid it down for folks just like you and me. he lived in love, and he died in love, and he rose with power from above. Oh, he is the Son, the living one. His name is love, and he's risen.
And he's risen. Yes, he has. He is risen. He is alive. That, by the way, was a beautiful song written and sung by Pastor Jim Busby. And they shall call his name Jesus, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Holy One, Lamb of God, Prince of Life, Lord God Almighty, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Author and Finisher of our faith, Chief Cornerstone, King of Kings, Righteous Judge, Light of the World, Jesus Christ, Chief Shepherd, Resurrection and Life, Horn of Salvation, Lord of All, Messiah, the Truth, the Alpha and Omega.
that I cannot climb, you carry me. Jesus, carry me.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God is madly in love with you. This is your day. This is your opportunity to come to Jesus. The Bible says if you come to him, he will in no way cast you out. Everyone is welcome to him. It doesn't matter what race you're from. It doesn't matter what background you have. It doesn't matter how you grew up. It doesn't matter what religious experience you've had. You need Jesus. Now's the time to come to him and give your all to him. You see, God is in love with you, and his love is not a feeling, it's not a philosophy, it is a person. His name is Jesus. Won't you pray this prayer after me? If you've never been born again, the Bible says unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you've never been born again, pray this prayer. If perhaps you've been born again, but you've been away from the Lord, you've been backslidden, you've been walking away from him, come back to him now. Today's your day. Make your decision to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. Pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I invite Jesus Christ to come into my life, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. I believe he died for my sins. I believe he rose from the dead. I believe he is the living God. I believe he is the loving God. And now I invite him to be my loving Father. I invite him to be my Savior, and I confess he is my Lord. I turn away from a life of sin. I turn away from a life of selfishness. And Jesus Christ is now my Lord and my Savior. I'm yours, Lord. From this day forward, I will sit at your feet, and you will be my King. I submit my life to your loving Lordship in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, it's time to move forward with God now. It's time to give your life completely to Him. Begin to read your Bible and begin to pray and begin to get around godly, on fire Christians that are serving God in a healthy, strong church that's teaching the Word of God, 100% the uncompromising Word of God. God bless you. Your life will never, ever be the same again.
For he thought he had won a mighty victory, and like him, all of the demons of hell began to cheer. Ooh, but little did they know that their end was drawing near. Sunday morning, just like Jesus said, He broke the curse of sin and death, and He rose up from the dead. Now we have a new beginning in a kingdom that has no ending. Hallelujah.
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Yes to your love.
Yes,
yes to hope.
Yes,
yes to your power.
Yes,
yes to your strength.
Yes,
yes to your joy.
Yes,
yes in my life.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus is alive, and yes, Lord, I believe. Ron Canole, everybody. And by the way, I got those songs. I've been playing them like every year at this time. Got those songs from my buddy, Brother Joe Capozzi. All right, have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Easter Resurrection Sunday. And remember, Jesus loves you.
Hi, this is Nicole Penio from His Kids Ministry. I hope you have been blessed by listening to this program. His Kids Ministry continues to bring the hope of the Lord Jesus through His Word and His music. We need your support to continue this radio program. Your gift will be greatly appreciated. Please send your tax-deductible gift to His Kids Ministry, Post Office Box 1061, West Hanover, Massachusetts, 02339. Or you can donate on our website at hiskids.org. His Kids has been brought to you by His Kids Ministry.